telling people where you are, who you are, you know, why you're here, what you like about here, you know, is this a place that, you know, it's nice for you, how things are going, you know, just a little bit about what's going on.
Oh, okay. Well, let's see. So I'm Jenny Barclay, and I moved here in 1989 from New York City. Mm-hmm. I kind of discovered this area sort of by accident and ended up staying for the past 20 years or so. Mm-hmm. I tend to really love the landscape, and I'm just a very visual person. My background's in visual arts.
Okay.
So
nice.
I was really drawn to this place.
Okay.
And
so you said by mistake. What do you mean?
Well, it's a long story.
Okay.
Yeah, that's another story.
Okay,
but
I got you.
Anyway, so I ended up staying here and meeting my husband and raising a family here.
Okay, good. Yeah. All right. And so you have children here that...
And children here, and like I said, my youngest daughter just graduated high school, and she's leaving Utah to go to college in Hawaii.
Oh, so. Empty nest.
yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, I mean, do you feel like this is a fairly well-knit community? People are close, or, you know?
It's a really interesting mixed community,
okay.
You know, because there are a lot of outsiders here in this particular area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just people who are passing through, or?
Just people who've moved here from elsewhere, like myself. And my husband.
Okay.
Yeah, and so there's a lot of influence of outsiders here in the Torrey area.
Hmm, okay.
Yeah.
And economically right now, what would you say? Because that's a big, you know, thing for the rest of the country. I mean, how is Torrey doing?
I'd say it's doing fair during the season. It's a totally seasonal economy.
Mm, so season, summer season, or?
Yeah, it's approximately, say, from the end of March to the end of October.
Mm, okay.
And then most businesses shut down for the winter.
Okay.
Yeah, so
is tourism mostly?
Yeah,
okay.
It's mostly tourism.
So have we seen a lot of tourists fall off in the last couple of years here, or?
I don't know if it's fallen off. It seems to be steady. Maybe a couple of years ago, maybe in 2008 or so, it was not so good. Mm. 2008, 2009. Our numbers are down a little bit here at the bookstore this year.
Okay. All right, yes, and you have a beautiful bookstore around. We can maybe show some of it.
Sure.
You know, later or whatever, or right now, and just see that it's very. I love this building. It's like almost like a teepee.
Exactly.
An internet cafe and a bookstore and coffee bar. It's really beautiful. So, and very homely, like a part of. I felt really at home when I walked in here.
It used to be a private residence.
Oh, it was.
Yeah, at one time.
Wow.
It belonged to friends of mine who were, and then they died.
Okay.
And they had no children, so they left it to this person's brother, and then he didn't really want to keep it in his possession. So, a friend of mine bought it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. This is really nice.
Yeah.
All right. So just, you know, piggybacking off of that economy thing, today we're here to talk a little bit about money.
Okay.
So the first question that we have for you is, you know, when you hear that word, money, or you're about to use it, right,
mm-hmm.
or in your context of what you deal with it on an everyday basis, what do you mean by money? How do you define it, that thing called money that you're talking about?
How do I define it?
Yeah.
Basically, just the thing I use to pay for goods.
Okay.
You know, that I need for living in the world we are in.
Okay. So the thing that you use to pay for goods. Mm-hmm. So is that thing that you use to pay for goods something specific versus other things can't be used to pay for goods? So is it anything that could be used to pay for goods you would consider money? Or is it a subset of things you could use to pay for goods as money?
Well, I mean, if you're talking about things, basic things like food, insurance,
mm-hmm.
you know, gas, that sort of thing, there's one set of money.
Okay.
And
what
monies? Yeah.
What do you conceptualize as that one set?
The currency that we currently have here in the U.S.
And and we'll get to that word as well. All right.
Okay.
So, so you're saying the currency that we use to get things
mm-hmm.
in the U.S., and specifically things like insurance or products.
Or products.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And services, same thing, or?
Services like?
anything like, you know, services or things like that are not necessarily product specific. So product specific would be like the bread that's sitting here. It's a product. Mm-hmm. Services are like say massage or cleaning up the place. Somebody cleans up, you know, that's a service that they provided. Mm-hmm. Right. And so you're saying anything we purchase for those two would also be the currency that you were talking about.
I think it's different, actually. I think that you can actually work out some kind of barter system, especially around here. If you know people, you can trade this for that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, so I would consider that a different type of currency that I don't consider money.
Okay. All right. So money is, in essence, the paper or the the coins.
That or the card.
To you. All right. Paper, coins, or card that we use as official part, as currency for the system that we're in.
For the system.
To exchange. But that's good. So we can keep going to the next question. Okay. And we'll get back to the currency.
Okay.
That's the third question. So is then this money that you're talking about, this paper, the coins, the card that we use, is that needed in our system? What do you think?
I'd say that right now it's needed.
Okay. You want to elaborate?
You know, well, I guess I don't really know how to buy gas without it.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Okay. So you're saying it's needed because people don't know of an alternative way to get things. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I haven't really, personally, I haven't heard of anything that's a good alternative or any alternative to that system.
Mm. Could you, in your own mind, could you conceptualize that there would be an alternative to that system? To using the paper, the coin, or the card to get gas?
Possibly, yeah. I mean, I don't know about gas. I'm not even sure if it will be around very long.
Nope. Okay.
You know.
So what would you possibly conceptualize?
Well, I mean, there can be kind of like a barter system, like I said, if you're in a small community, especially, you know, and you tend to know everybody, like I know Ryan, or, you know, he knows me and my husband. And if there's something that you need that another person has, and then you can offer something in exchange for that, that tends to work out sometimes here.
Okay.
Yeah.
So an exchange using other things, right? Other resources. Right. So which would go connected to something that you said about, you know, the money being one way, but there's also other things that you might use, like when we're talking about massage.
Right.
That you could, as you said, as currency. So
The
third question would be, then, is currency the same thing as money? And you've kind of already addressed that in some sense. But you've said a couple of things, so we want to clarify. Is currency and money the same thing?
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even know if I'd use the word currency, but currency to me means that there can be some kind of trade, whether, you know, it's a manual labor trade for a product, or exchanging one product for another, you know. So I could think of that as currency, but that's outside the realm of money.
Right. So money is a subset of what you're saying. Money is a subset of currency. So the trading or the exchanging of those, the card, I'm just going by what you said, the card, the paper,
the coin,
right, is a subset of currency. And you're saying currency seems to be more of the trading, bartering, or exchanging of goods and services and things like that. Okay. So then there's been a lot of talk about alternative currencies or alternative monies and alternatives to money in terms of different currency alternatives. So what do you think about those? What is your thoughts about that? You know, is that something that's viable for us here in the U.S.?
I think it can be. There's something I really wanted to research, and I'm not sure of the name, but I saw this on an art website, and it's about exchanging your talents, or offering your talents in exchange for services that somebody else can do that you can't necessarily do yourself.
Mm. Okay. So a bartering exchange service.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There are a couple of those out there. This is the kind of stuff we're talking about.
Yeah.
And do you think that's viable for our society? You know, because the first thing you said when we asked the question about is it needed, you kind of alluded to the fact that people in our society might not have a sense of, you know, a difference.
Right.
So do you think it's viable to have alternatives?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Especially, I think it's really socially viable.
Okay.
Yeah.
Meaning that?
Because you get to contact other people about what it is that you need, and you get to have that human communication.
Mm-hmm. You know, which you feel like you don't have with money as much?
Well, I mean, with money, it's just handing something over, you know, in exchange for something. But if you really want to barter with somebody or you know, do a professional exchange for services, you know, you really have to communicate very well with that person about what it is that you need and then what you can offer them in return.
Okay. Yeah. So communication also, it sounds like you're also alluding to some kind of personality, personal
connection. Well, yeah, I mean, just a human connection that mm-hmm. makes... I guess makes everything that's out there much more visible.
Mm. Nice, human connection. Okay, so then going on to that fifth question, do you feel that money as currency, right, because that's what you're basically saying, has been beneficial or detrimental to our society kind of as a whole?
I don't know. The money aspect of currency, pretty detrimental.
Okay. Want to elaborate? What?
I guess I could talk about it for a long time, but
feel free.
Well, I mean, it just seems like there's, you know, everything has a price, and the bottom line has become, you know, how much do I get, or how much is this worth? How much can I? Mm-hmm. You know, how much can I make from, you know, this group of consumers or that group of consumers? And it seems like it's very tilted in the way of, you know, making that the money resource.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't really do much for anybody else.
For the other resources.
Yeah.
The value. So, yeah, it sounds like you're talking about, you know, it's tilted things to... needing to gain the coins, the paper, and the card, instead of looking at the value for what the things are that maybe that are also
yeah.
out there that can be currency.
Exactly, you know. And it seems as though, you know, as a society, we've kind of really tipped the balance in terms of people who have the most money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do you spread that wealth? You know, I mean, it seems like it's a real. We're a society. We're not just an economy.
Yes.
You know, and.
Okay. So moving towards being focused more as an economy has been more. You would say, it sounds like you're saying it's a little more detrimental than
yeah.
using currency in a societal situation to benefit society.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty. So. Last couple of questions. Last question, and then the other one is more statement. But do you think it's possible for our society then to continue on if tomorrow we were to free ourselves of money as currency, you know, like that you've talked about? And do you think that we could do that, if we could continue and be prosperous or whatever if we freed ourselves from it?
I think we could, but it would be really difficult for some people.
Okay, so yeah. Why?
I just think that the more people get to interact with each other, the more you really find out, you know, about somebody else. I mean, you can actually start to relate to them in ways that you never would have before.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you were to leave behind all the money aspect, you know, and switch towards some form of alternative currency, I mean, it seems like you can just have a lot more interaction. Now, I'm not saying that would happen right away. I envision a lot of hardship at first.
Hardship in terms of people not being comfortable or people like fighting or what?
Yeah, that too. I mean, it seems like if you take something away from somebody that they've always had, they're gonna scream, you know?
Okay.
So.
But you definitely feel like we could overcome that, you know?
With a lot of work, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I think that's the questions. But the last thing we usually do is we get, you know, this is you know, a possibility of a worldwide audience, you know, watching your videos and actually hearing what your voice, you know, hearing what your truth is in this matter. So, you know, what we ask you to do is look into the camera and, you know, think there's people out there who are watching, both the people who, you know, are for this thing called money as currency, but there's also people who are maybe against it, or people who are victims of it, or people who are benefiting from it, you know, benefiting from it.
Yeah.
You know, what would you like to say? You know, this is your chance to look in that camera and just make your statement about money and currency. What would you say?
I guess I would just say that there are ways that we can all help each other. And, you know, I mean, I think that that would be the most important thing, no matter where you are, where you live.
Mm-hmm.
So money as currency doesn't have to be the only way. You know, I mean, maybe it can be part of it, but I don't think it should be as big a part of life as it is right now. You know, people need alternatives and need to be able to do things to help neighbors, to help communities, and, you know, to help somebody overseas, you know. Especially with the way we're connected through the internet now, there's a lot you can do, there's a lot of people you can meet that you never would have met before. You know, even if it's only an online relationship, it seems like there's a lot that we can do for each other.
All right. Well, thank
you.
That's
how I feel.
Thank you very much, Jenny.
I just wish I knew how it would work.
Well, we'll see. Maybe, you know, for people hearing, you know, your stories and your truth and other people's truths, you know, mm-hmm. about money and currency, that people will kind of start to think, you know, what this is really, what it really is doing to us, or, you know, how we can work to better situations. And,